History in the making continues for the Riverside Cyclones. Today, it's the 2A State Basketball Championship team, and the Cinderella Slipper has fit for two games so far. The Riverside girls, after an incredible 18-point second-half comeback yesterday, are set today here at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan to play their third game in 3 days in their first-ever state tournament appearance. And today, a victory would be cutting down the net and celebrating a state championship for the Riverside Cyclones. Welcome back to the Octagon of Doom, and congratulations to one team from Doniphan County already. The Doniphan West Mustang girls are 1A Division I state champions, as you heard the broadcast with Jake and Chris earlier here today. And now on 103.9 KNZA, it's Riverside set to take on Perrine Academy, the Warriors, who are 24-1 with a state title on the line. Along with studio engineer Seth Powelson, I'm Justin Flukeback with you. I'm pleased to be joined on the broadcast today by my partner, Mike Tanking. And Seth, what an incredible feeling and opportunity. I know you've had experiences here in Bramlage Coliseum as a player and a fan, but what an incredible experience. What a ride for these Riverside girls. I wish you could have been here the last couple of days, buddy, because it was phenomenal basketball, but you just can't really make that kind of stuff up.
Yeah, you know, you watch the state tournament coverage across the state, and the beautiful part about today's world with Twitter and everything with social media, the radio broadcast, you get a great feel for it, and what a terrific comeback yesterday. And the beautiful part about this for Riverside is, yeah, it's a state championship game, but you have two games under your belt in this environment against great opponents, and you come back from an 18-point deficit in the second half. There's absolutely nothing in this game that should intimidate or scare Riverside. They get down early, so what? They've been there. They've faced good teams. It should be a very comfortable environment if there's such a thing in a state championship game here today.
The fourth quarter, they might just rename it the Riverside quarter here at Bramlage Coliseum, 18-3, the fourth quarter against Wichita Independent to win that game going away by 19 on Thursday. Then yesterday, Riverside needed a big fourth quarter, an 18-4 spurt, just to force overtime, tied at 40 before they knocked off the number one ranked and undefeated Panthers of Pittsburgh Colgan. And now it's the Perrine Academy Warriors, who are one of the other favorites coming into this tournament. It's their ninth state tournament appearance, trying to win it all after placing fourth at state a season ago. And their latest state championship for Perrine Academy girls coming in 2008. Only one loss for Perrine Academy. They started the year 13-0, lost to a non-Kansas State High School Activities Association team in Sunrise Academy at Sunrise Christian. Now they've won 11 straight, including an opening round win over Hoxie, 41-25. And then yesterday, Perrine Academy won their semifinal game, defeating Hillsboro, 39-26. So this has the makings of a defensive battle, with Riverside and Perrine Academy both holding their opponents well under the season averages here at state tournament so far. And you talked about not really having any pressure, I think, especially for Riverside in this game, but how tough is it to play three games in 3 days, and especially doing that when you know what's on the line, what's at stake, and what kind of caliber of competition that you're facing during that grind?
Yeah, a lot of this in the third day, I can speak from experience, you ride your adrenaline for about the first 2 or 3 minutes of the game, and then about after that, you're going to feel like it's halfway through the third quarter. You're going to be winded, and it's just going to hit you like a ton of bricks about halfway, two-thirds of the way through that first quarter. But then you get back to your game, and you just kind of find your flow, and eventually you just deal with it, because both teams have had to do the same thing, play three games in 3 days here.
Green Academy, led by Kristen Wiebe, their head coach, who's been there quite a while. In fact, she's won 342 games and only lost 85 with the Warriors, who are champions again this year, undefeated in the Heart of America Conference. We're going to have an interview shortly coming up with Riverside head coach Craig Burns, who's in just his first season after Tim Stillman had coached the Riverside team the last 5 years. A team that has just kind of steadily gotten better. They won two games in 2019. They won four games in 2020. They won seven games in 2021. Last year went 10-12 And now this year, under first-year head coach Craig Burns, Riverside is 22-3 and looking for one more win in their final game of the season. It's the championship game, and it's coming live to you here from Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. We'll take a time out and thank some of our great business sponsors that have been making the broadcast possible this week. And then we'll have a quick one-on-one and a terrific interview. I want you to hear that some good stuff coming out from Coach Craig Burns of the Riverside Girls as we are less than 10 minutes away from tip-off of the 2A State Girls title game here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. We're set for the state championship here in the 2A girls brackets, and we're joined by Craig Burns, head coach of the Riverside Lady Panthers. And Coach, how about I start out asking, did you get any sleep last night after that big comeback win yesterday and preparing for a title game here today?
You know, it was funny. Last night I got the best sleep that I've had in probably 2 weeks, really. So I told the assistants, I said, man, I woke up really fresh this morning. So yeah, I got some good sleep last night. I was just so wore out after that big game.
Well, hopefully the girls did too, because, you know, one of the biggest challenges is this is your third game in 3 days. That's a pretty good grind for these girls.
Yeah, now, you know, we were kind of worried about that in practice today. We just really stretched, tried to get them stressed. And, you know, we talked to them and asked them how they feel. And it was a little sore, so we just did a lot of stretching, and then we did some shooting and came on over and we were ready to go.
You know, they might start renaming the fourth quarter here in Bramlage Coliseum the Riverside quarter. 18-3 in your opening round win, and then 18-4 to complete the big comeback yesterday in the fourth quarter. What is it about the fourth quarter and yesterday about your girls being so resilient to make that comeback?
Yeah, they just don't want to quit. You know, they just stay the course and just keep playing. And keep adjusting to how the referees are calling the game. So once they adjusted to that, and then they started locking in on defense, and then they just kept chipping away. And then once we got that momentum, they just held on to it.
I've had a couple people tell me this, Coach. You know, it seems like your team is a lot like you. You never get too high. You never get too low. You're never going too crazy on the sideline. And it seems like your team, you know, no matter how many points they're behind by or how many they're ahead by, they remain an even keel. Is that something that you kind of talk about or that you feel like is a good quality for you in this team?
Yes. You know, when I was growing up, my mom always told me, you know, they had that old commercial about never let them see you sweat. And she was just a big proponent of just always keeping you cool, being calm. And she's no longer with us, but She's with us in spirit as long as my dad too, and she just pushes that. So I think that's how that becomes about.
Well, it's a great compliment to you and your team, and it's been told to me by multiple people here at the state tournament. So final thought, Coach, another huge game today. Talk a little bit about your opponent here and Berean Academy and what's going to be the key against them.
Oh, man, they're a great team, a good team. We're just going to have to lock in and just be great at contesting and just try to keep them off the post.
Well, the championship game is here. I mean, final game of the season. What are you going to tell your girls before they go out there on the court to tip this off today?
I said, let's go out there and have fun. Have fun and play hard. You know, there's not too many people that get to be in this situation. So enjoy it, but also take it like business. You know, we got business to take care of, and let's go and take care of the business we want to do.
Congratulations, Coach. It's been an awesome season, a phenomenal run here in Manhattan. Go cut down the nets today.
I hope so, man. Thank you.
Craig Burns, head coach of the Riverside Girls. Our pregame show will continue right after this timeout.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Anderson Meats has immediate openings to process your livestock. Give them a call and get your meat processing done soon at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats will be expanding their services soon to include retail sales. Keep listening for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you with immediate openings available for your meat processing. Located south of Troy on Last Chance Road, call them at 785-985-2292.
This is the Riverside Cheer Squad, and you are listening to Cyclone State Basketball on KNZA.
A special little touch from the Riverside Cheer Squad, able to catch up with them prior to the contest here in Bramlage Coliseum today. Appreciate their support and a great year now from Donovan County and the Riverside faithful here today. Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Mike Tinking. We're getting set for Riverside against Berean Academy in the 2A Girls State Championship Contest. Berean Academy 24-1, winners against Toxie and Hillsborough in the state tournament. And both games won by double digits. And a lot of the Riverside opponents that really haven't been tested a lot this season. Team they beat yesterday, Colgan, hadn't even had a single-digit win all season. So I think that's an advantage for Riverside. And we talked about it coming from the Big 7 League and playing against 3A and even some 4A schools multiple times throughout the season, and certainly prepared this Lady Cyclone squad to get the state championship and have a chance to win it all today. Riverside is going to be the home team on the scoreboard. They're in their white uniforms. Here is the top seed on the bracket again today with the Carolina blue numbers, letters, and trim for head coach Craig Burns. It is the same starting lineup for Riverside as they've used practically all year, same as it's been here at State. It includes 6'2 junior Taylor Weiser, averaging a double-double to lead the team, and she has scored 43 points in the first two games of the state tournaments here in Manhattan the last couple of days. Joining Taylor Weiser in the post is 5'10 junior Sophie Jewell. Also starting is Abby O'Reilly, a 5'4 junior, in the backcourt with 5'5 junior Hallie Studer. And besides those four juniors, Riverside starting lineup finished out with 5'2 freshman point guard Nyla Duncan, who had a huge game yesterday with 14 points. Duncan and Grant, 4 3-point baskets in that win and upset over Pittsburgh Colgan. So again, the starters, Studer, O'Grady, Weiser, Duncan, and Jewel. Riverside is 22-3 now on the year. Of course, those three losses all in the Big 7 to Nemaha, Sabetha, and Hiawatha, three teams that they also beat during regular season play. Now for the Berean Academy Warriors from the Heart of the American Conference, 24-1. Mentioned their one loss to Sunrise Christian. They were fourth at state a season ago. For head coach Kristen Weeby, they're going to be in their uniforms with yellow and white trim, and white numerals trimmed in yellow for the Warriors. They're starting lineup, and it's a pretty senior-heavy team. Six seniors on this roster for Berean Academy. Only three of the six seniors start. Two junior starters for the Warriors. They include 5'6 guard Flora Morgan and also 5'8 junior Avery Weeby. Rounding out the starters for Berean Academy is 5'7 senior Lily Beer. Here's the leading scorer and has already 26 points in the first two state tournament games here in Manhattan. Two tall players inside. It's 5'10 senior Kelsey Koontz and 6' senior Tayton Smith. That's the second leading scorer and top rebounder on the team for Berean Academy. She scored 23 in the first two games here at State this week. So much like the first two games here at State this week, Riverside will be facing an opponent that has a couple pretty tall girls in the post that they will have to contend with. And Taylor Weiser will, again, have to play very well. And Riverside's defense has been great all season. The staple of this club, and they will need great defense here today. Although Berean Academy is only averaging 46 points per game, so they're not as high octane of an offense as either Pittsburgh Colgan or Wichita Independent was. Again, the starters for the Warriors, Flora Morgan, Avery Weeby, Lily Beer, Kelsey Koontz, and Tayton Smith. Smith, the 6' senior, and Beer, the 5'7 point guard senior, the two names you'll hear the most for the Berean Academy team here today. Well, take final thoughts, any maybe keys or other things to note here before we get set for the opening tip-off tonight.
I find it no coincidence that both of these teams have height to protect the basket. They both have played tremendous defense this season. The defense for Berean Academy in the first two rounds of this tournament, phenomenal, holding their opponent under 30 points in both of those games. I think in a game like this where you're playing your third game in 3 days, it could very easily become a half-court game of execution in the half-court set. And who can execute, find those open looks, possibly get some second chances with their height, and then also dealing with foul trouble. That was a big story in the comeback for Riverside yesterday, as the Colgan big girls got into foul trouble, and Riverside did not.
Why not us? That's kind of the battle cry for this Riverside Lady Cyclone team. I don't think we'll feel much pressure today. You heard the interview with Coach Burns, and just to kind of expand on that a little bit, Coach Burns got very choked up and actually had to step away from the interview for about 20 or 30 seconds when I asked him about being so even keel, being so calm, not getting too high and low, and how his team has really shown that composure and poise as well. Coach got really choked up, had to step away, and then we were able to resume the interview. So you heard a little bit of a pause, but it certainly wasn't the length of the actual pause that was edited here in person. But I can tell that, you know, that means a lot. And that's a compliment to Coach Burns and this Riverside team. So hopefully they can come out, play with that poise and confidence, but play relaxed and continue to have fun with the chance to win it all and cut down the nets here inside the Octagon of Doom. The first state tournament appearance for Riverside, and we will take a timeout and come back and tip this baby off. The 2A state championship live from Manhattan, coming up next on 103.9 KNZA and streaming live and worldwide, free online at mscsports.net.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Manhattan. We're just underway. Opening tip controlled by Riverside. Pass to the left wing. Taylor Weiser, three-point shot up. Good! Weiser! Starts the championship with a three-point basket. It's her first one here in the state tournament this week. 3-0 Riverside and Marine Academy's pass too far up the court. They turn it over, and Riverside's going to get the basketball back. A 3-0 lead for Riverside and a turnover for Marine Academy. Now Nyla Duncan will set up the offense here for the Cyclones against the man-to-man defense. Riverside in the home white leading 3-0 here just into the 2A state title game. Ewell tries to lob to Weiser. Tough catch. Double teamed. It doesn't matter. Weiser turns and banks it home. She's got all five, and the Cyclones up a nickel.
Great catch in traffic and going up and finishing against two defenders, finding the glass and getting a good angle there for Weiser. She's off to a hot start here.
Green Academy trying to lob it inside. Tough catch. Put the shot up and in. Tatum Smith. So they have a six-foot girl that can do that as well as the Warriors get on the scoreboard here. A minute and a half gone by in the opening quarter. 5-2, Cyclones lead. Duncan after that huge game yesterday. Suter, O'Grady, Jewell. Now back to Duncan on the far corner. Riverside has made 7 3-pointers now in the state tournament, including the one by Weiser. Here's a fake shot by Jewell. Kicks it out. Three ball. Duncan! Picking up where she left off yesterday. Nyla Duncan with the triple.
Three shots, three makes, couple three balls, and Riverside playing free and easy on their first three possessions offensively.
We talked about it in the pregame as Breen Academy loses the handle. The ball lost by Kuntz and picked up by O'Grady. That's two turnovers now on the Warriors. We talked about those first few minutes. You play with adrenaline, and then it gets a lot tougher with a third game in 3 days after that. Allie Studer setting it up. She's guarded by Flora Morgan. Hands it off to Abby O'Grady. Had a quiet offensive day yesterday, and we're going to get a reach-in foul. It's our first whistle and foul of the contest, and it will be charged to Avery Wiebe. Riverside leading 8-2 here with 5:20 to play in this first quarter. Coach Burns looking on with arms crossed. He's on the far side of the court away from us here today. The pep section for Breen Academy is right behind us to the left. Riverside gets it down, though. This is Sophie Jewell backing in on Smith. Double teamed, and she's fouled and going to keep the ball here for Riverside. They say not a shooting foul, but Riverside hit a couple threes, and they've also got it inside a couple times. Studer will trigger it in.
Marine Academy really playing a sagging man with their big girl Tatum Smith. She's guarding Jewel. She's sagging off and staying in the middle of the paint to help.
Suter gets it in. Jewel, long two-pointer straight away. Missed badly. Scrambles in. It gets her own miss. Good hustle by Sophie Jewell. Now back to O'Grady, and the Cyclones reset. 3 minutes gone by. Riverside leading 8-2. Studer on the baseline, lost the handle. That's turnover number one against Riverside. They had 10 in the first half, but only 4 in the final two quarters in overtime yesterday against Colgan.
And Jewell and Smith are guarding each other on the other end of the court, and Jewell doing as good a job as she can trying to front the 6-foot post for Breen Academy.
Warriors trying to get in an offensive flow. Here's a three ball that's missed by Koontz, with Weiser flying right at her, and the ball goes out of bounds into the Cyclone bench. Riverside will have possession. Neither team showing any full court pressure. Breen Academy 24-1, trying to win state for the first time since 2008, and just the second time in school history. Riverside has been making history all season long. The runners-up in the Big 7 League, the only girls or boys Big 7 League team to play Friday and Saturday to wrap up this season. Duncan's got it, guarded player to player by Beer. Backs it out near the timeline. Weiser goes to the high post. Duncan still dribbling, no 5-second count. She keeps her distance from Beer. Now comes to the near side with the dribble. Back to the left side of the lane, kicks it out to O'Grady, can't get off a three-pointer. O'Grady finds Weiser, left elbow, lean-in shot, it pops out, and they call the blocking foul that'll put Weiser to the line. And this foul is going against Kelsey Koontz, the 5'10 senior.
Very patient offensive possession there for Riverside, didn't get in a hurry, and finally found a downhill drive, a straight-line drive with Weiser, able to draw the foul, and she'll shoot a couple.
15 of 21 at state this week. Taylor's first free throw is perfect. She's got 6 points already here in this game, averaging 17 points and 11 rebounds an outing, and she's averaging 22 points so far in her first two state tournament games here as a junior in Manhattan. Trying to push the lead to 8, and Weiser rattles it out. It fell off the front of the rim and wouldn't drop. Score remains 9-2. We're halfway through the opening quarter. All three fouls in the game against Breen Academy. Riverside's played great defense, but it's been their opponents that have had a lot of foul trouble here at state. Leah Mullins. Down low. Now up top to Beer. 3-point shot is no good. Just 4 of 13 shooting 3-pointers in the state tournament so far for the Warriors.
No second chances for Breen Academy either, as Weiser able to track down the long rebound in the corner.
35 still out there for the Cyclones. Jewell sends it to O'Grady. Now over to the left side, Studer. Duncan, head fake, dribbles, kicks, long two, Jewell. This one is perfect. Nothing but net, Sophie Jewell, and it's a 9-point Cyclone lead.
And you can see they're going to give that shot to Jewell. She's going to have that shot from 17 feet anytime she wants it. If she hits it, that's huge for the Cyclones. She knocks down that one.
A lot of confidence. 5 minutes gone by. The lead is 9. Here's a 3 by Beer. Got that one. Lily Beer hits the triple for Breen Academy. Duncan quickly into the half court. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter. Duncan guarded by Beer. Handled the basketball with great composure as a freshman here on the big stage this week. Weiser going baseline. Tough shot. Some contact, no foul. And then an over the back as Jewell bumps into Tayton Smith from behind. And the first Riverside foul will go against junior Sophie Jewell.
Rotating bodies against Weiser. They had Leah Mullins, the 6'1 senior, coming off the bench, who was guarding her man-to-man. And pretty good job there, forcing her to the baseline. And Weiser couldn't find the angle to the rim and forced up a tough shot. Jewell got the over-the-back call.
Jewell will take a quick seat as the first sub in for Riverside, as one of just two seniors on this team. Both come off the bench. Cadence Broom, 5'4 senior, checking into the game. Breen Academy's got the ball. They trail by 6. Beer hit a 3. Now she's defended by Studer. Studer, great job getting around the screen. Nearly poked it away. Beer will take it back to half court. Coach Burns claps and saying, I love that defensive intensity. Beer to the left side. This is Timken. Timken, one of two players off the bench. Here's a nice high-low. Basket good and a foul. As Tayton Smith got bumped and somehow from underneath the basket, threw up that shot and got it to fall in.
Tremendous high-low from the top of the key, not only to make the catch, but also to finish. Nyla Duncan coming down to try to help, bumped her down low, able to finish through the contact. She misses the free throw, though.
Offensive rebound by Beer. She got the rebound from behind Duncan, and we go south of 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Riverside led by as many as 9, currently up by 4. We got two Northeast Kansas officials here in the title game today, and a big shot on the right block. That's Peyton Smith, who gets 4 points on that possession, and it's back to a two-point contest. Duncan to Weiser, right elbow, kicks out the Studer. Holly here on the baseline is cut off. She'll send it back to the top. Duncan to the left. Now down though. Caden Sprint, power dribble. Tough banker. No good. Can't get the rebound. Peyton Smith rips it away. Green Academy on a little run here. They've scored seven straight with the basketball. Started by a three-pointer from Lily Veer. And now a couple of baskets down low, one after an offensive rebound.
Now that inside-out three-pointer that she hit seemed to really open up this offense. A couple good looks since then.
Cyclones matched up man-to-man defensively. They played that throughout the state. And we got an offensive push-off foul away from the ball. And this one's going to be on Kaiten Smith, and that's her second personal foul, so she heads to the bench. Kelsey Kuntz checks back in.
And she's a problem on the low block. That's a big story here early, her second foul. And seeing her, a lot of physical play here on the in the front court on both sides of the ball. A lot of forearms in the back, letting them play until that one.
1 minute remaining here in the first quarter. Lob to Weiser, nice catch, got bumped, count the basket. Plus one, Taylor Weiser has 8 points in the opening quarter and a free throw pending.
You've yet to finish one quarter of play, but if you like watching 6 foot, 6'1", 6'2 girls who can catch and finish, you're in the right spot. Taylor Weiser, through the contact, hooping the harm.
Fifth foul against the Warriors. Free throw good. Weiser's made 2 of 3 at the line and now has 9 points. Riverside's lead is back to 5. 50 seconds to go here in the opening frame at Bramlage Coliseum. Out to the left wing, Morgan against Duncan. Alexa Temkin. Pep section for Breen Academy, chanting 6 to scoreboard. Here's a 3 that's no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound, Lily Veer kept this one alive. Up top, wide open. Simkin, no, doesn't shoot. Veer also fakes the 3. She drives and kicks to Morgan. And the clock down to 20 seconds to play here in the first frame. Baseline drive all the way underneath. Now the pass scooted out. Simkin a 3. That's no good. Offensive rebound by Kuhn. Double team, shot missed. Weiser's got it. 10 seconds left. Here comes Taylor quickly from left to right. 6 seconds to go. Taylor lobs it. Grady, shot blocked. 2 seconds left. Don't foul, and that'll end the first quarter as O'Grady had the shot swatted away there at the end of the first quarter. But Riverside leads it by 5. It's the Cyclones 14 and Breen Academy with 9. A full 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9. You're listening to 2A State Championship Basketball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Grant's Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
Farmer State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
For more than 5 decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at GreenbeltInsurance.com and Facebook.
This is the Riverside Cheer Squad, and you are listening to Cyclone State Basketball on KNDA.
Welcome back to Bramlage with studio engineer Seth Tollison, Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you courtside here. It's the start of the second quarter. Riverside girls leading 14-9 over Breen Academy, the number 2 seed coming in. Beat the number 1 seed yesterday, did Riverside, and now trying to knock off number 2. Pass to the right side, faking the 3. This is Kelsey Kuntz, and then a travel called. That is 3 turnovers on Breen Academy. They had 2 early, and Riverside only turned it over once, I believe, in that first quarter.
Justin, the on-ball defense in this first quarter was tremendous for Riverside. No dribble penetration allowed, and also still closing out and getting a hand up. No open threes except for the one that was a kick out from the post. Doing a tremendous job on the perimeter.
Riverside made a couple triples. Weiser and Duncan in that first quarter. Weiser's got 9 points already. That's matched the Warriors' total as a team. Both teams continue to play man-to-man. Duncan looks in for Weiser. Weiser against Mullins. Finds Bruin on the right baseline. 10-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Veer. Riverside led by as many as 9. Green Academy cut it to 2, but they've never led. We're at 7 minutes to go here now in the first half. Green Academy dribbles to the right. This is Morgan, who threw it away. Out of bounds, miscommunication there. Tayton Smith wasn't even looking for the basketball, and that's turnover number 4.
Again, pressure on the perimeter causing a turnover. Getting the guards for Berean Academy sped up, and a bad pass out of bounds.
Sophie Jewell just checked back in. She replaces Bruin, so it's a starting 5 now for Coach Burns and company. Jewell on the far corner finds Weiser coming across the lane, and a push foul. I mentioned earlier, 2 Northeast Kansas officials. This foul was called on Blake Thorson, a Fortune grad, and Matt Galley from Atchison is one of the other officials here today. So a Atchison and Horton official as this ball deflected, and Riverside will again try to throw it in on their baseline underneath their own basket.
Defensively right now, Weiser is able to catch the ball anytime she wants to. On the flip side, Riverside's making it difficult on those entry passes for Berean Academy.
Duder to trigger it in. Lead still 5, minute 20 gone by. Here's a deflection and a steal. Veer able to get her hands on that one. Riverside turns it over, so 3 total turnovers here in the second quarter. Nobody scored. Morgan against Duncan. There's 2 fouls on Riverside, and 6 of them already on Berean Academy. Would be an advantage for the Cyclones. Messing up the shot is Morgan up top. Lobs it in to Veer, kicks it out. Timken's going to try a tray. Far corner, no. Offensive rebound by Mullins. Starting to get a few more offensive rebounds of the Warriors. Here's a drive by Veer. Off the window and in.
Yeah, she's a nice player. Veer is a nice player. You see her be able to go left, right. She's going to hit a 3. And the first time we've seen Berean Academy drive to the basket and hit a runner in the lane.
There's Jewell. Turnaround shot blocked by Tayton Smith, who's out there with 2 personal fouls. This is a chance to tie for the first time for the Warriors, who catch their breath after getting it into the half court. Duncan working against Morgan. Only 2 players have scored for Berean Academy in this game so far. 6 for Tayton Smith and 5 for Veer. 5.5 to go in this second stanza now. Duncan over on the right side. The handoff to Veer. A couple steps behind the half moon. Guarded by Studer. Holds it on her right hip. Now we'll dribble left side into the lane. Kicks it out. Taking the 3 is Morgan. Back to Veer. Top of the key. Studer right there with her. Stays so low. Gets around the screen again. Picking up the dribble is Veer. Gets it to Morgan. Riverside continuing to defend. Everything on the perimeter right now for the Warriors.
Tried to go to a bunch of ball screen action, and Riverside passed every test and kept pushing them further away from the basket.
Smith lob tip, and O'Grady saves it in. The ball's loose. Chased down by Berean Academy. Visitors in blue will keep the basketball here. Long possession, 4:45, clock moving in the first quarter. 14-11, Riverside with the lead. They've had it since the opening tip when Weiser hit a 3 to start the game. Here's Morgan to the left baseline. Good help defense by Sophie Jewell. Al Mullins outside to Timken. I could watch Riverside play defense all day.
It's been a clinic on this side of the court.
Duder really getting after Veer. Now gets free from her. Goes by Weiser. The ball tipped by Jewell and out of bounds. It's off who? Berean Academy.
Deflection, deflection, deflection. And then it's last off Berean Academy. What a stand. Man, you put together, that was about a minute of defense by Riverside. No points for Berean Academy. And really no look at the basket. They're trying to run some 4 out looks, and they can't get an entry pass into the post. Went to some ball screen stuff. Couldn't get any driving lane, went back to the 4 out, couple deflections, and Riverside gets the ball back.
Just a 3-point lead for the Cyclones. They need a little offense. They haven't scored here in 4 minutes of the second quarter. 3-pointer missed by Abby O'Grady. Rebound to Berean Academy. So a short possession for the Cyclones that trip down. Coach Burns talked about it. Our strength is our defensive ability to keep opponents out of the paint and off balance with our pressure, and the Cyclones get another steal.
Nice job by Weiser getting over the top of that entry pass.
Now ahead, Jewell, shot blocked by Smith.
Ooh, she's dangerously close to getting her 3rd foul, but a clean block there.
Well, Berean Academy certainly winning time of possession here in this second quarter. They've got a 2-0 lead on the scoreboard in this second quarter. 4.5 minutes gone by. Both teams' defense, we talked about in the pregame, has been great at staying. Weiser slipped down. They get it to Smith. Weiser recovers and knocks it out of bounds. The wide substitution will bring in, for the first time, freshman Trinity Jackson, giving a quick breather here to Nyla Duncan.
Weiser at 6'2 is so quick and athletic, able to get around the post, and she's able to maneuver herself to not get that foul getting over the top. We've seen her deflect away a few of those entry passes. Deceivingly quick.
Still 14-11 as Breen Academy remains on offense. Riverside's had a few short possessions with the ball. Breen Academy's held it and can't get anything going. Riverside's been playing defense this whole second quarter. Tipped away again. Out of bounds as Weiser gets around Smith.
Yep. Smith trying to seal her, and then as the entry pass is coming, it's the quickness of Weiser to get around up top and deflect it out of bounds.
Caden Sproon going to check back into the Cyclone lineup. All the girls, we were watching them in pregame. Sophie Jewell goes out. I still see some girls wiping a bunch of sweat. They were talking about how hot it is on the court down here in the Octagon of Doom. Pass underneath to Smith. Tough turnaround is good. Caden Smith's now got 8. Short baseline jumper makes it a 1-point game.
She catches the ball at 5 feet. She's a problem. Finishes that one with E.
O'Grady to Brun at the high post. Now back out to Trinity Jackson. They reverse it over to Studer, looks inside, finds a cutting Caden Sproon who scores through traffic.
Tremendous finish. Went underneath the high arms of Caden Smith, the 6-footer. Went underneath of her, didn't want to commit the foul, and she finishes in traffic.
Just the second field goal for Bruin here at State this week. 2:25 to go. We're in the second quarter. Riverside back up by 3. Back on defense. Avery Wiebe. With head coach Kristen Wiebe looking on. Neither coach has called a timeout in this first half so far. 2:10 to go in it. Lob and Studer gets their backside help to knock it away. It'll stay with the Warriors' possession here.
Great help defense. She's a couple passes away. She's at the midline and deflects away the lob pass over the top.
Had to find cutters to the basket. Now the lob at the paint to Smith. Her bank shot is no good strong, but a foul. And these will be the first 2 free throws for Breen Academy. As good as Riverside's defended, they've only committed 4 total fouls now. This will be the first free throws for Tatum Smith.
Got to see some of that fatigue that I was talking about here in this quarter as Smith knocks down the first free throw. Again, that fatigue, you play defense for a full minute. Played 3 games in 3 days. But it does come down to that half-court execution.
2:05 to go here in the second stanza. Tatum Smith now at 9 points, looking to become the first player in double digits. She's also been playing with 2 fouls this entire second quarter. She makes them both. 10 points for Smith, and it's 16-15. Riverside again, up by just 1. Suter into the half court. Near side to Jackson. Jackson threw it away. O'Grady was coming to the basket. Jackson threw it top of the key. That's turnover number 3 for the Cyclones.
Yeah, a few empty possessions here in a row for Riverside, and the common denominator is Weiser has not gotten a touch. Got to get the ball into your post and let her go to work. See if she can draw a double team and kick out, find an open jumper. Offense works a lot better when Weiser touches the ball.
Breen Academy looking for their first lead of the night. On the far side, Morgan, defended by Nyla Duncan, who just checked back in. Now skip pass and a 3 ball. Wiebe missed it. Weiser, great box out, and an over-the-back foul on Kelsey Kuntz. And that's going to be foul number 2 on Kuntz as well. As Weiser did a great job and will be rewarded by walking to the other end for a 1-and-1.
Good steal, good board, and a couple free throws here.
In for the first time for Riverside is their 3rd different freshman to see the court today. That's 5'9 small forward Ella Whistler. The Whistler in with Duncan and O'Grady and Studer. Weiser at the line. And the 1-and-1 is missed off to the front. She's 2-for-4. And the lead remains just 1 for the Cyclones, who have not trailed yet today. 90 seconds left here in the second quarter. Lily Beer harassed by Studer. Holly's so good. Going to play some college softball. Phenomenal on the diamond as well. Here's Timken.
She's defended by O'Grady. They skip it back and forth up top. Deeper down the bench has gone Berean Academy now with some foul trouble for their big. This pass again deflected in the corner. Berean Academy in some trouble. No timeout call. They get it back to the top of the key. Left wing, Temkin against O'Grady. Two dribbles and has to pick it up. 50 seconds to go here in the half. Still only two players have scored for Berean Academy. Here's a foul line jumper by Morgan that somehow hit the rim a couple times and bounced right through.
That's a bonus for Berean Academy, as that was not pretty, but it found a way into the basket.
First lead for the Warriors, 17-16. 30 seconds left here in the half. Duncan, double team, now to Whistler. Fakes the three, she drives, an open layup. Oh, she missed it. He just beat both defenders and had an open layup, but Whistler couldn't finish. And then a foul over the back against the Cyclones, and it's going to be on Whistler, her first.
One of her first touches coming off the bench, and made the right decision to turn down the three and made a nice strong move to the basket and then just missed the bunny. It rolled out on her and then made the foul on the rebound attempt.
Just the fourth foul against Riverside, so no free throws. Berean Academy's got it up by one. 17 seconds left to go here in the half. Pass from Beer ahead to the left and now skipped over on the right side to Kuhn. Beer gets it back. 6 seconds to go. They try to lob it down low to Mullins. Caught it. Pass it across the lane. Big shot at the buzzer. Good. Peyton Smith can't execute it much better than that as they get a real high percentage shot. And for Berean Academy, that closes out a 10-2 second quarter.
Yeah, it was not easy. It was not easy, that 10-2 run. It wasn't your prototypical 10-2 run. It was very methodical and it was very difficult on the offensive end, but able to find some baskets in the paint and meanwhile getting the stops that they needed on the other side of the court. Riverside found some things tough there in the second quarter late on the offensive side, and Berean Academy with a 3-point lead.
Only 2 points. Those were scored by Caden Sprune in that 8-minute stretch for the Riverside girls. But right in this game at halftime, trailing now Berean Academy 19-16. Our halftime sponsor is Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Find them 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. When you want the best, you have to get out of town with a 110% price match guarantee. It's Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. First half stats, analysis, and more coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into halftime. Back with you courtside here at Bramlage Coliseum, where Berean Academy took their first lead of this game. In the final minutes
of this first half, and they lead 19-16 at the break. Riverside led 11-2. It was a phenomenal start for the Cyclones out of the gate, that 9-point lead early on. It was still 5 at the end of one quarter. Riverside was ahead 14-9, but the Cyclones can only muster 2 points in the second quarter. Green Academy ends up with 10. They pulled it to 1 a couple times and finally took their first lead at 17-16. And as it turned out, they got the final 4 points of the half to lead by 3 here at intermission. That with only 3 players that scored for Breen Academy. Free throw shooting, Breen was just 2-for-2. Riverside was 2-for-4 at the line, but they did miss a 1-and-1 late there in the second quarter. Riverside hit a couple threes. Those were early by Taylor Weiser to start the game, and later by Nyla Duncan. 1 3-pointer made by Lily Veer for the Warriors. Turnovers, that's in favor of Riverside as well, with the Breen Academy having 6 turnovers and Riverside only turning the ball over 3 times in that 16 minutes. Neither team doing much pressure in the full court. Fouls also in favor of Riverside, as they only had 4, and nobody has more than 1 personal, while Breen Academy had 7 total fouls, and they got 2 girls, 2 of their 3 bigs down low, with a couple fouls, Kelsey Kuhns and Tatian Smith. Peyton's kind of been a problem, the 6-foot senior for Breen Academy. She leads everybody with 12 points here at halftime. Lily Veer has 5, and Flora Morgan has the other 2. For Riverside, 4 players have scored. 2 points for Cadence Bruin, the only ones in the second quarter. 2 points for Sophie Jewell on a long basket. Nyla Duncan hit the 3, and Taylor Weiser leading Riverside. But Weiser with 9 points, and they all came in the first quarter, so obviously, we've praised the defense throughout the first half, Tank, but 2 points not going to be enough for Riverside in the third or fourth quarter to win this ball game. And when you see Weiser not having any points in the quarter, she also didn't have any touches, as you brought up there, on the offensive end. So for Riverside, I think defensively, keep on keeping on, but offensively, they're going to have to make some adjustments.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at what Breen Academy did. It wasn't easy, but they had a goal, and it was to get the ball into the hands of Tatian Smith. She got 12 points. They did it in a couple different ways. They got her on an inbounds play underneath the basket. She got to the free throw line once, and they continued to be patient and try to force the ball into her. And yes, it was difficult, but they executed it and got themselves the lead. On the flip side, Riverside, a little bit quicker offensively, took some quick shots, didn't get them to fall. They're going to need to continue to take those shots because they have to open things up. There's definitely a lot of bodies in the paint. They're really trying to sag down on Taylor Weiser, make things difficult for her. For the first quarter and a half, she was able to really catch the ball anytime she wanted. And after that, they really did a good job of taking that away from her. And again, like I said, this Riverside offense runs so much smoother when she's able to get touches. And it doesn't necessarily mean that she's going to shoot the ball, but she's going to draw double teams, draw attention, and she can find some open shooters on the perimeter. And Riverside has the ability to knock down those shots, especially when they're taking in rhythm.
Riverside was trailing by 11 at halftime yesterday against undefeated Pittsburgh Colgan and still down 14 heading into the fourth quarter. So we've got a long ways to go in this one. Certainly some opportunities for the Cyclones. Again, a quick congratulations to the other Doniphan County girls basketball team in a state championship today, and they won it. The Doniphan West Lady Mustangs are your 1A Division I state champs as they took the title on Boots Hill and won the title down in Dodge City earlier today. Just a couple teams from our local area that are in the state championship games. Both girls teams, both from Doniphan County, D-West getting the win, and now Riverside will have to come from 3 down at halftime against Breen Academy to win a title at Class 2A in Manhattan. Axel finished 4th. They lost their final game of the season. The boys at Great Bend falling to South Central 59-45. Also placing today in the top 3 was the Frankfort girls. They ended their season with a dominating victory over Norwich. Frankfort won 49-23 to claim 3rd place in 1A Division 1. And the Silver Lake girls that we were covering this week ended up in 4th place as they lost earlier today to Phillipsburg by a final score of 58-45. We're going to take another timeout on our halftime show, which again is brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. And the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. You can visit member firms, Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Adler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Inks and Courtney Brockoff. We'll get some keys and thoughts and get you set for the second half after this two-minute timeout. It's Riverside Girls down by three in the 2A state title game here on KNCA.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at MCONUnderground.com.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Grants Repair is your stop for AmSoil products, synthetic oils, and Interstate batteries. Also specializing in John Deere tractor repair, minor automotive, and air conditioning service. They now have a full supply of Liberty Gun Safes. Grants Repair on Highway 36, West Wathena.
This is the Riverside Cheer Squad, and you are listening to Cyclone State Basketball on KNDA.
Going to rely on that Riverside Cheer Squad for a little boost of energy here. Third game in 3 days, and now into the second half. Green Academy 19, the Riverside Girls 16. Justin Flickbike tanking back with you here in the Octagon of Doom. Riverside with the basketball on their home whites. With the ball now going right to left, and Weiser had it ripped away, dropping down the floor, and Morgan able to get the steal.
They got her a touch, but they collapsed down really hard on her and took it away from her.
First couple minutes pretty big, even though we know Riverside's had monstrous fourth quarters already here in the state tournament this week. Down low to Smith against Weiser, took a step back and missed it. And fight for the rebound tied up. Weiser and Koontz both wrestled to the floor. Possession arrow will keep it with the Warriors. Avery Wiebe will trigger it in. Head coach Kristen Wiebe, 342 wins. 9 state tournament appearances in her career with this Lady Warriors squad. Starting 5 out there for both teams to begin this half. There's a basket and one. Foul on Weiser and a really strong finish there by 6-foot senior Tate Smith.
Now she's 6 foot tall, but she's strong also. She is strong. That's the second time we've seen her finish in traffic like that through the contact. And once again, a good free throw shooter as well. She tacked on the 3-point play.
Smith 3 for 3 at the line. She has 15 points. That is a game high. Second personal foul on Taylor Weiser. First foul of the half, but now Riverside is down 6 points, and they throw it away. Suter trying to get it back. Dives on the floor. The jump ball will keep it with Riverside. 7:08 left here in the third quarter. And Riverside will inbound here underneath their own goal. Suter to trigger it in. Already one turnover and almost another one there here. They lob in the inbound, top of the key to Weiser. She drives, the shot's blocked, and Peyton Smith kind of taking over this game on both ends of the court.
Yeah, came across with some help defense as Weiser was trying to drive down the lane and swatted it into the baseline seats over there.
Studer gets it into Weiser, right elbow this time, double team, and kind of slapped on the arm. This will be a foul against Green Academy.
Taylor Weiser's got to realize and understand that every time she catches the ball, and this is nothing she hasn't seen all year, but they're going to collapse hard. Be strong with the ball. The officials are going to call that if they get you on the arm, but you got to be really strong.
Sophie Jewell, long two, straight away. Second time she's hit from that spot. Maybe that'll get Riverside going. Remember, they scored only 2 points in the second quarter and get a basket here, a minute into the third.
That's a big bucket. Cut it to four.
Pass over to the left side. Attacking baseline is Morgan, and a bump and a foul. Getting a few more foul calls here, and his girls are a little bit more tired. It becomes more difficult to defend and move your feet and stay with the basketball. Avery Wiebe had got a foul a moment ago. This one is on Duncan, and that's her second for Riverside. Warriors trouble getting it in, barely in the nick of time. Find Morgan in the far corner. Tomahawk chop from the Breen Academy student section behind us to the left. Touching the paint for Smith, who kicks it out. The three ball rattled in there for number three, Avery Wiebe. That's her first point of the day.
Shot that with confidence.
Jules fires a three. This one is short, and the rebound to Breen Academy. Here come the Warriors, who now lead by 7 points, 25-18. Short possessions for Riverside, continuing on the offensive end and not getting any second-chance opportunities. Weiser went for the steal and missed. The ball goes into the paint. The Coons is double-teamed and on the deck, and the ball knocked free. Tudor's got it, and she's fouled. That's going to be number three against Avery Wiebe, as she's standing right in front of the bench, knowing she's probably coming out here. Couple subs coming in. Leah Bowen, a forward, and also guard Alexa Temkin check into the Warrior lineup.
Warriors definitely keeping fresh bodies on the front line there. Three girls that are 5'11", 6', 6'1", rotated them in nicely.
Riverside, basketball down seven. Studer, a three-pointer straight away. Off to the right side, no. Rebound, Beer flying in there. Now it's loose. Jewel got a piece of it. But Beer flips it up to Smith, and Breen Academy will have the possession. 5:35 to go. We're in the third quarter. Riverside led through the first 15 minutes of this game, but lost the lead late in the first half. Demkin looking as Riverside still matched up man-to-man defensively. Morgan in the near corner to Temkin, right in front of us. Now back on the wing to Morgan. Breen Academy just made their second three-pointer of the game. Beer made one early in the contest. She'll shoot one here and hit it with her feet on the line. Yes, it's a long two for Lily Beer.
Nice pull up off the ball screen by Smith. Shot in rhythm going left.
Biggest lead now up to 9 points for the Warriors. 3 minutes into the third quarter. Riverside's looking tired. Suter, near side, O'Grady. Abby just 1 point yesterday and zero so far today. Suter takes it to the right, flips it to Duncan. They play off her a little bit. She gets it down low to Weiser, attacks, and draws the foul.
Yeah, that's what Riverside needed. They had to get Taylor Weiser a touch there on the block. She did a good job sealing her girl behind her. Went strong to the basket, and she's going to draw the foul and get a couple free throws. The difference right now that I see is Breen Academy, even though it may be difficult on this end offensively, they're running offense with a purpose. Riverside not necessarily running with a purpose the last few trips. Not as much movement, not getting the inside outlooks that they're trying to that they were trying to get earlier in the game.
First free throw spun down for Taylor Weiser. That's point number 10 tonight. Second free throw misses short. The rebound to Morgan. Weiser just 3 of 6 at the line, and the lead is 8 points now for Breen Academy. Has the ball. 4.5 to go. Third quarter. Top of the key, it's Smith, who has a game-high 15 points. Beer has it on the right wing. Calling for a screen. Dribbles. Double-teamed. Out for a long two by Mullins. Wow, how about that range? First points for Leah Mullins. And Warriors haven't drilled score that didn't in the first half.
You're getting some bonus buckets. Buckets you maybe don't count on as an open jumper, but not from a likely source.
First time either team's led by double digits today. Breen Academy by 10. Suter to Weiser on the right wing. Fakes the three, working against Mullins. And a blocking foul on Leah Mullins. I mentioned at the break that Breen Academy has a couple players with two personal fouls. Wiebe got her third a little while ago. I think this one's on Mullins. That's only going to be her second. It's team foul number 4. Nope, they called it on Timken instead. Just the first on Timken. Weiser, tough shot. Missed it. And the rebound to Peyton Smith. Might have been forced just a little bit there by Taylor couldn't get it to drop. The lead is 10 at 29-19 for Marine Academy.
Marine Academy fans wanted an over-the-back call on Weiser. Didn't get it.
Tried to get her own Smith's shot there on the baseline. Marine Academy will show a little more patience on the offensive side. Weiser way up top as Peyton Smith goes to get the ball outside the half moon. Out drive by Beer. Pulls up from 15 and hit another jumper. Timeout. First timeout taken by either coach today. And it's called by Marine Academy.
Marine takes it after a make. A timeout after a positive possession. Get into a defensive set. Up with a 12-point lead. And you get the impression, really, with Marine right now that they are just so comfortable in this half-court, grind-it-out type style of game. And you don't have to look too far. You look at their stats. All of a sudden, the team that averages 50-60 a game, they average in the 40s. Used to playing these low-scoring type games and really executing well here in the third quarter to stretch out this lead.
Remember, it was a 10-2 second quarter for Marine Academy, and now so far in the third quarter, it is a 12-3. So in the second and third quarters, that is 23-5 right now in favor of Marine Academy. Now, how would you describe what's going on here, Tank?
Well, they're singing Country Roads, Take Me Home, and all the fans for Marine Academy have the flashlights on their cell phones, waving them side to side during the timeout. That's fun.
Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, try all the many flavors of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net.
John Denver, still affecting sporting events in 2023.
3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Riverside keeps their starting five out there. They've not called a timeout, but they throw it away. Pass hit and stolen for Marine Academy. Has gone deeper down their bench. This is the first appearance today for Taylor Balzer, a 5'5 sophomore. Marine Academy with the ball. A 12-point lead. Lob, tough catch. Smith tried to save it in. It does to Lily Beer here in the near corner. Back down low to Smith it goes. Back to lob to Beer on the wing. 2:25 to go in the quarter. Beer drives, leans in. Tough shot, no. Over the back foul against Leah Mullins, I think. Sophie Jewell had good rebounding position. But Marine Academy's upset because they felt like that was a call they weren't getting on the other end.
That's a good call. Jewell definitely had position on that and went up and got pushed from behind on the rebound attempt. And I think you're right. Marine Academy feels like maybe they should have got that call a time or two as well. But so just another example of Marine very patient offensively, not forcing anything. On the flip side, Riverside just a little bit more impatient the last few possessions.
Shooter brings it ahead. Duncan, Jewell, O'Grady, and Weiser. Weiser trying to get rebounding a position posted up. They call it for an offensive foul. Official across the court thought Taylor Weiser was being a little bit too aggressive trying to post up that time. It's foul number 3 on Taylor Weiser.
A combination of her being very aggressive and the defender maybe losing her balance as well made it an easier sell. Either way, an offensive foul and a turnover on Riverside.
31-19, Marine Academy. We didn't lead until the final minute of the first half, but now up by a dozen. Riverside led early in this game, 11-2, and now Suter defending a little bit too tight, going to pick up a little reach-in foul, defending Lily Beer. That's foul number 2 on Suter, and our team fouls are now even at 5 apiece here in the second half.
You don't see frustration on the Riverside faces at all, but you see maybe a little frustration with the action. A foul there about 30 feet from the basket, pressuring the ball, and then the foul on the offensive side on Weiser.
Still no timeouts called by Coach Burns, and I feel at some point he may need some timeouts just to let his girls catch their breath.
Yep.
I mean, they look pretty fatigued playing the third game in as many days.
Marine can sense the fatigue, and they go weave action and get a nice look there by Lily Veer driving to the basket off the weave action out front.
She's good. 11 points now for Veer. The lead grows to 14. Wide open. Nice pass down low to find Sophie Jewell for the easy bank shot.
Miscommunication there for the Warriors as they left Sophie Jewell all alone under the basket, not matched up on that possession.
Sophie Jewell has 6 points in this championship game today. 70 seconds left here in the third period. Little weave action on the perimeter now. Morgan able to scoot it to Veer, fakes the three, drives into the lane, some contact, a foul. And I think this will be a couple of free throws. Green Academy just 3-for-3 from the foul line tonight.
Sophie Jewell picks up her second.
What a 1-2 combo they have with Tayton Smith, the big post player that doesn't leave the paint very often, except to maybe go set a ball screen now and then. And then Lily Veer hit a three early, but now you're starting to see her able to drive, weave, manipulate her body there, gets the contact, and go into the line to shoot two.
That's point number 12, but Veer just sunk the first free throw and scored seven in this third quarter. Riverside only had 5 points in this third quarter total, and they only scored 2 points in quarter number two. Warriors staying perfect at the free throw line until that one that's rolled off. And the rebound by Taylor Weiser. Down 13. Under a minute we go here in the third. Going to sense of urgency. Studer leans in. Baseline shot. An air ball short. Green Academy tried to take a charge. No call. Then a travel against Lily Veer as she tried to avoid Caden Sproon there, taking off with the dribble. Turnovers have been not much of a factor for either team. And now a timeout by Coach Craig Burns. First one he's taken here today. Full timeout. These girls need a breather. We'll step away. 50 seconds left. It's Green Academy 34, Riverside 21.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Bram Lynch with studio engineer Seth Tollefson. He's worked like 80 or 90 hours this week. Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking with you courtside. Riverside basketball out of their timeout, but they lose it on the deck. Now trying to get it back, and Green Academy has it. Morgan flips it up to Veer. Veer, huge collision with O'Grady. Charge foul! Going the other way. That was tough for Abby O'Grady to get back and get set. The Green Academy fans don't like it. In transition there, a little bit of contact, a charge on Lily Veer.
Yeah, Lily Veer tried to Euro step to the middle of the floor. Probably a 50-50 call right there, especially on that Euro step. You're trying to avoid the contact. And Riverside gets the call. Big defensive play there.
Turnover starting to add up for the Cyclones. They get it down low to Weiser, heading to the line. A foul on Tayton Smith. This is pretty unbelievable. Tatum Smith had 2 fouls in the first quarter. That's just now her third, I believe. So pretty good job avoiding foul trouble for the 6-foot senior that has 15 points to lead Green Academy. 30 seconds left here in the period. Weiser's first free throw is good. That's point number 11, and she's got one more coming.
Some three-point buckets that got Riverside back in the game yesterday. They haven't hit a three since early in this game. They hit a couple threes right out of the gate in the first 2 minutes, but that's the only three-pointers of the game, right?
Yep. Weiser and Duncan early on. It was an 8-0 fourth quarter start. It'll run for Riverside yesterday to get back in the game against Pitt Colgan. Weiser again makes just one of two at the line. And now Breen Academy may get the final shot here of this third quarter. Leading by 12 are the Warriors. Riverside down the bonus the rest of the game. Here's a lob to Kuntz. Tough shot over Brune. Left short. Weiser couldn't hang on to it. It pinballs out top of the key. Beer's got it. She shoots with 10 on the clock. That rolls off. Whistler couldn't get the rebound, and Timken's got it for Marine Academy. Now a three. Timken faked it. Pass to the near side. 3 seconds left. A long shot at the buzzer. No good. And the lead was 3 at halftime, and it's going to be 12 heading into the final quarter. A 10-2 second stanza for Marine Academy. And they follow that up with a 15-6 third quarter advantage. So it's the Warriors up by 12, 34-22. But hold on a moment. Maybe this is right where Riverside wants to be. The fourth quarter's been magical in Manhattan this week for the Cyclones. And we'll have it for you live after a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Farmer State Bank in Wathena has proudly served the area for more than 110 years. As your friendly hometown bank, they look ahead to serving you far into the future. Online banking now available at www.ffbwathena.com. Farmer State Bank in Wathena, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Justin Flukmike thinking back with you here in Manhattan. On to the fourth quarter we go. A fourth quarter that's been pretty magical for Riverside the last couple of days. And they're going to need it here. You know, they're certainly not thinking they're out of this one, down by 12 after what's transpired here this week.
Absolutely. Going to need to force some turnovers, hit some shots. Marine Academy probably going to be very, very patient.
All you've got for 8 minutes. There's a shot partially blocked by Whistler, and then Beer got her own miss and is fouled on the floor by Whistler. Team foul number 6. But no free throws here. Ella Whistler picks up her second. Whistler out there with now Jewell and Studer and Weiser and O'Grady. Starting 5 after a couple substitutions here early in the fourth for Coach Burns. Inbound, 3-point shot. Beer, no. Offensive board, Smith up. She missed it. Offensive board again by Koontz. I think Green Academy's had a huge advantage on the glass.
All the 50-50 balls the last 3 minutes of game action pretty much going to the girls in blue.
Not really showing much patience, though, with 2 quick shots here in the fourth. Beer to the near side. Koontz tries to drive. Got by Jewell. Weiser comes to help. Shot short. Another offensive rebound. Missed shot by Koontz. Finally, Weiser's got it. Jewell falls on top of Koontz, and Weiser brings it up the court. She's going to attack coast to coast. And the shot is missed. Peyton Smith hit the floor. The rebound is to Flora Morgan. Still down a dozen with 7 minutes to go. Riverside has 4 timeouts remaining. So does Coach Wiebe and Breen Academy.
Riverside's got to find a way to keep finding empty possessions on this side of the court.
Reverse layup missed by Beer. Offensive rebound. Putback plus one. Put back by Kelsey Koontz, who just scored her first points of the game. But, man, the offensive rebounds are eating Riverside alive.
Got to find empty possessions defensively, but I've got to start with the defensive boards. It hasn't been the first shot that's been getting them here. It's been the second and third and fourth opportunity. And this time it's a stick back and a foul.
Free throw for Koontz, no good long, and the rebound to O'Grady, who had boxed out the shooter. 36-22, Breen Academy. Again, down early by 9. Took a 3-point lead at halftime and have dominated the second half. Here's Abby O'Grady, a 3-pointer. No good. Hit by Weiser. So the Cyclones get an offensive board. Weiser against Koontz into the lane. A lot of contact as she hit the deck. They call the foul. It's going to be a 2-shot foul. And free throws are going to become super important here for Riverside to get back in this game with the clock stopped.
Yeah, good take there by Weiser. Certainly a blocking foul. Good call there.
First free throw good. We'll see if Taylor can hit them both. She's been 50% at the line here today.
Look at the score, down 13. If she can make this, get it to 12. Much like yesterday, you just start chipping away. Chip away, see if you can get it under 10. And maybe the 5-minute mark, get it down to 6 or 8 with 3 to play, and it's game on. You can't let Breen get any further out than this.
Timeout by Riverside. We'll keep it here. Quick 30-second break by Coach Craig Burns. He's got 3 timeouts remaining. A reminder, our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Visit them online at popcorngifts.net. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Don't forget, coming up, our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors is the name to know. We'll also pick our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on following the conclusion of this Class 2A Girls State Championship game. Weiser's got one more free throw here out of the timeout. 6 minutes, 26 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Weiser has scored 12 points today, but had 9 in the first quarter. Free throw perfect. She got it both, and the Cyclones down 12.
Riverside going to pick up some full court zone trap here out of the timeout.
Beer gets around Studer and Jewell. Lobs the pass ahead to Morgan, who gets it down low. Quick turnaround jumper, good. Peyton Smith, turn to face the basket, knocks it down.
It's a risky run. You run that zone press. If you don't get the steal or you don't get back on defense, you leave the 6-footer under the basket all by herself, and she puts it home.
Lead back to 14. Weiser left alone on the perimeter. Gets it down low to Jewell. Jewell is fouled.
and two free throws coming for Sophie Jewell. She's just 2 of 6 in the state tournament at the foul line. Has 6 points today. Two free throws. That's foul number 9 as well on Breen Academy. So double bonus rest of the night for the Cyclones. The free throw for Jewell, no good. Jewell, the first player other than Taylor Weiser to shoot a free throw today. Weiser has made 6 out of 10. Jewell's second one is good. That gives her 7 points and makes it a 13-point deficit. Under 6 to play. Here comes the trap on Beer. Picks up the dribble, but finds help in Smith. Smith across the lane. Skip past the Weeby. Now back to the top, and Green Academy can set up some offense. They want to keep the clock moving. A drive by Beer. Uh-oh, that's foul number 4 on Taylor Weiser. With 5:37 to go. She's not come out of the game yet today. And Lily Beer, so good at recognizing when she's got a driving lane and able to draw the contact there, and Weiser would come to help. Free throw good. Lily Beer, 13 points. 2 for 3 at the line. Riverside yesterday against undefeated Colgan was down 14, but that was at the start of the fourth quarter. They went on an 8-0 run. We're back in it, and it was game on. Now they're down 14 here with 5:37 to go. The second free throw is no good for Beer. Needing points. Struggling offensively in the second and third quarters, the Cyclones. Now needing big answers in the fourth. A three-pointer by Weiser is no good. Rebound by the Warriors. Beer, good ball handler, working against Studer. Kind of an individual press breaker just by herself, isn't she? Very smooth with the basketball in control for this team. Green Academy not going to force anything now as we head towards the 5-minute mark. It's 39-25, Warriors by 14. Now Vereen really spreads it out. Know that the time is their ally. And Beer gets a wide open layup. She beat her defender, and there was no backside help.
Yep. Spread the floor, and you beat one person, no help, and an easy layup. This is where Vereen's in layup or free throw, and they get the layup.
Biggest lead of the game now, 16 points for Vereen Academy. A one-loss team. One of the favorites coming into 2A, along with Pitt Colgan, who Riverside knocked off yesterday. Duncan dribbling up top. She's been quiet since an early three. Here's Jewel on the baseline, taking right at the defender, missing. The ball off Weiser, out of Plow. And Vereen Academy will have it back as Riverside sets up full court pressure. We're going to get another timeout, full timeout by Coach Craig Burns, his third. 2 timeouts left for Riverside, but time becoming a factor. 4:23 on the fourth quarter clock. It's Breen Academy 41, Riverside 25 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at Greenbelt Insurance. And Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Donovan County trying to crown a couple girls' state basketball champions today. Donovan West got it done in Dodge City. West girls winning the 1A Division I state title. You'll be able to go back and listen to the replay of that game. Story on our website at mscsports.net. Riverside's got work to do here. 4:23 to go. They're down by 16 points. The Breen Academy's got the basketball. And demand pressure. Duncan will defend on Beers. Got 15 points. Tatum Smith has 17. So that's 32 out of the 41. Two players have scored all but 9 for the Warriors today. Good guard and a great post.
And a lot of really solid role players that know their role, don't try to do too much, to take care of the basketball, guard, rebound.
A senior-heavy team with 6 senior girls on this Warrior roster at state this year after fourth a year ago. Here's a shot to Smith. Rebound through the hands of Smith. Taken, though, by Morgan, and Breen Academy keeps the possession. A lot of offensive rebounds for the Warriors today, and now a foul against Riverside. I feel like the tank is like blinking the little E button there at the end of the Riverside fuel gauge.
Yeah, Marine Academy just so disciplined here offensively. Maybe even still taking some quicker shots than what you might expect to see, but still, they're good shots. Two free throws
for both teams the rest of the way. That was the last one and one, and it was missed by Avery Wiebe. Team fouls even at nine. Riverside's got to have points, though. Down 16. Weiser left of the lane. They double team her. She kicks it out. Duncan can't get off the triple. She kicks it over to O'Grady in the far corner to Studer. Shoots it. Hand in her face. It doesn't matter. Hallie Studer with her first points of the night. Studer with the three, her third of the state, turning it. It's a 13-point game.
Going to need some turnovers.
Spear. Put a little pressure on him somehow, some way. Sophie Jewell deflects it away from Kuhn. Operating Academy, I'm getting it into the hands of Beer. Here she comes to get the basketball. Wiebe will send it over to Morgan. We're down to 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. First three-pointer since early on tonight for Riverside. Just their third of this game by Studer a moment ago. Double-team trap, yep. And here's a steal. Weiser gets the basketball. Weiser, one-on-one, up the court, big collision, and count the basket, plus one. That could have been Taylor Weiser's fifth foul, but instead they called the block, and Weiser's got a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Coast-to-coast with that, got the steal, went down the court, and just tremendous body control for a 6'2 girl, as she's able to avoid the contact, slide to the side, and that was a good call again, the block and one.
Free throw good. 6 straight points here for Riverside. They've cut it to 10. It's 41-31.
Need another turnover. Might need some help.
Full court pressure. Lob to half court. Weiser went for it and couldn't get it. Smith hands it to Veer. Veer fouled by Hallie Studer, and it's 2 free throws the rest of the way.
If you're Riverside, not the girl you want to foul.
Yeah, Weeby's missed a one-and-one a moment ago. Kuntz missed her free throws.
But she's also the one that's going to have the ball in her hands the whole time.
First free throw for the senior Veer is no good. So maybe a little bit tight here.
Oh, announcer's jinx.
The recital will take anything they can get to help out here. Down 10 with 2.5 to go. Both free throws missed. Weiser rips down the board. They've scored 6 straight. Here come the Cyclones. Weiser kicks this one. Brune fakes the three. Brune skips it across to Duncan. 2:20 to go. Whistler's got it. Top of the circle. She went to hand it off. Almost slid the foot. Now Cadence Brune dumps it down low. Whistler's shot blocked. Green Academy's got it. We needed points on that possession. Green Academy's missed 3 free throws in a row to leave the door slightly open, but still leading here by 10. Kuntz has it. We go south of 2 minutes remaining.
That might not be a bad foul right there. Send the pressure. Right there.
Brune trying to keep up with Kuntz. Weiser can't foul, of course. Beer's got it, defended by Studer, who has 3 personals now.
Somebody's got to give one.
Minute 40 to go. It's taken almost 30 seconds off the clock. Beer, a layup, wide open, and it's good. 30 seconds and an open layup. Not the first time Marine Academy's pulled that rabbit out of the hat today. Duncan, a step back 2, no good. Rebound, Warriors. Now Weiser on the deck trying to get a tie-up. She does. Possession arrow is in favor of Riverside. But down 12 with just a minute 24 left. Sophie Jewell and Abby O'Grady come back in after a quick breather. We're going to get a timeout. This one called by the Warriors. They've got 3 timeouts left. Riverside's got 2 timeouts left, but do they have enough time on the clock? A minute 24 here in the fourth quarter. Green Academy leads Riverside by 12. We're back in half a minute here on KSVA.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties
that are right for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Just to put my thinking back with you, the Beyond Doors postgame show will follow the conclusion of this game. They'll have individual medals and team trophies to present. The first ever state basketball trophy after they got their first ever sub-state championship trophy last Saturday. Tough win against Jackson Heights in the Horton sub-state for this Riverside squad. Most wins in school history with 22 already. But with the ball here and down by 12 late in the fourth quarter. Riverside gets it in. Jewell back to O'Grady. Shot blocked and saved in bounds. And then a foul on Jewell, who crashed into Flora Morgan. And we're going to head to the other end for two more Warrior free throws. Third foul on Sophie Jewell. Team foul number 12. So Smith and Veer have 34 of the 43, right? Yep, they both scored 17. 1-2 punch for sure has all but 7 points in this game for the Warriors. Free throw good this time. First one attempted today for Laura Morgan, who has just 3 points. Green Academy was up by just 3 points at halftime in this game. They pulled away. Both free throws good. They're up by 14 here with 1:15 to go. Duncan drives and kicks. Studer cut off on the baseline. Studer back to Duncan on the far wing. Right in front of the Riverside bench. Jumping jacks for Jewell. She was open but rushed the shot. Too strong. And then a travel after Kelsey Kuntz got the rebound. She fell to the floor and Riverside's going to keep it. 62 seconds left. Studer inbounds to Jewell. Can't get off the three. Tried to drive it. They say she traveled with it. Exactly 1 minute remaining here in the fourth quarter. Green Academy tried to win their second state title. They did it in 2008. They can't get the ball inbounded, and so a timeout called. It'll leave both teams with two timeouts remaining here in the final minute.
Give credit to Green Academy in this fourth quarter. It's a tremendous job of how to play with a lead. They've taken maybe some quick shots, but they've been good shots. They've been layups. They've been open shots, open looks. Most importantly, they've taken care of the basketball, breaking pressure when Riverside went to the press a third of the way through the fourth quarter, getting good looks, and making things still difficult on the defensive end for Riverside. A lot of empty possessions for the Cyclones here in the last three quarters of play.
Riverside was a second-half team on Thursday, beating Wichita Independent. Certainly a second-half team coming from 18 down to defeat Pittsburgh Colgan in overtime yesterday. But today, Riverside started strong, and they've kind of struggled since. The Cyclones came out of the gate. They had an 11-2 lead and didn't give up the lead until it was 17-16 in the last minute of the first half. But Riverside scored just 2 points in the second quarter today, only 6 points in the third quarter, and single digits so far again here in the fourth frame. Full court pressure by Riverside out of a Green Academy timeout. Laura Morgan, who just hit two free throws, breaks the press, passes it ahead to Timken, and now they touch it, get a layup, blocked out of bounds from behind as Beer didn't see Weiser coming, trailing the play and swatting it out.
Seen Weiser play a middle blocker on the volleyball court. Kind of looked like a kill from that spot into the band section over here on the sideline.
47 seconds to go. Warriors up 45-31. Weeby again struggling to get it in. 5 second count. Oh, nope. The official over there by head coach Kristen Weeby said she called a timeout. So Breen Academy will avoid a turnover and keep the basketball here on their offensive end. This was a full timeout, so let's step away. You're listening to high school basketball with a phenomenal state tournament week all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup.
Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
KNZA.
Dustin Blumike, thank you. Back with you here courtside in Manhattan. Bob passed in, and then hitting the deck, they're going to call a foul against Sally Suter, I think, in Riverside. That'll give Green Academy a couple more free throws. They've made 3 out of 6 here in this fourth quarter, trying to protect the lead. Green Academy led by 12 coming into the fourth quarter, and Riverside's never got any closer than 10. Free throw good. One more coming for Lily Veer. She's got 18, and Tayton Smith has 17 points. Dynamic duo. As Veer hits the boat. 47-31, the lead up to 16, which is the largest of the game. Green Academy will be 25-1 with a state championship win to cap their season here today. Oh, the inbounds goes into the backcourt. I don't think Riverside touched it. So Taylor Weiser will bring it ahead. 30 seconds to go. O'Grady can't get off the three. Ball nearly stolen. Weiser on the deck trying to get it back. And a jump ball. Possession arrow to Berean Academy, who's now going to clear their bench here in the state championship game. And the celebration is on for the team from just outside of Newton, Kansas. What's the name of their town?
Elbing. Elbing. Right east of Newton, south of Hillsboro. And credit to them. You know, talk about how to win a basketball game in the fourth quarter. You got to do just a few little things right. Take care of the basketball, make free throws, be patient, take good shots, be solid defensively. Checked all those boxes in this fourth quarter.
Abby O'Grady just checked out of the Riverside lineup. Here's a steal by Nyla Duncan. And can't finish the layup. Duncan hit a three in the first quarter, but those are her only points today after scoring 14 and 4 3-pointers yesterday in a game that will certainly be the highlight of the season for this Riverside squad and one that won't be forgotten by anyone for too long. An 18-point second-half comeback to beat number one-ranked and undefeated Pitt Colgan in overtime at the state tournament in the semifinals. As the free throw is good here for Berean Academy. This one is Alexa Timken has scored her first point of the game. Taylor Weiser checking out. This Riverside team tank, probably the favorites to win the Big 7 next year, right? They only
yep.
lose two seniors. No starters gone.
And they after this free throw, there we have a missed free throw there by Berean Academy, but not only everybody back, but so many good pieces. Like, it's a complete team. You've got the height, you've got the shooters, you've got the guards, the quickness. They play hard. They will be back.
Today, it's Berean Academy's time to celebrate their second state championship as they defeat the Riverside Cyclones 48-31. A 17-point win for the Warriors to finish their season at 25-1. Riverside girls, the lone representative from the Big 7 to make it to the state semifinals this year. First state tournament appearance in school history, and what a great one it was. They go 2-3, and they're going to get a second-place team trophy to take back home to Riverside High School. Always tough to lose that final game of the season, but there's not a lot of teams that can finish their season with a win. Certainly a lot to be proud of for Coach Craig Burns in his first year with this Riverside program. And as much as they accomplished, there is a lot to feel good about and hang their head high. A 10-2 second quarter put Berean Academy ahead by 3 points at halftime and kind of turned this game around. And the Warriors just extended that lead throughout the second half here today.
And they unlocked the code to Riverside's defense.
They were patient, and they found a way to get the ball to Tayden Smith there in the second quarter, their big six-foot post, and that seemed to open up everything else. And then Lily Veer, their tremendous guard, with a really good second half of basketball, taking care of the ball herself, getting to the basket, getting to the foul line. And you saw that 1-2 punch. They fed off of each other. First it was the Tayden Smith show, then the Lily Veer show, as the game started to open up a little bit for Berean. Very disciplined. And it was their defense in this state tournament. 31 points tonight for Riverside. That was the most that this Berean team gave up in this tournament. And you saw why. Protected the basketball, didn't give up second chances. Or protected the rim, rather, didn't give up second chances. Good on-ball defense. Got a lot of 50-50 balls. That's a really good, solid team in Berean Academy and a well-deserving state champion for sure.
Well, they held Hoxie to 25. They allowed just 26 to Hillsboro yesterday. 31, as you mentioned, in the Riverside Grills today, as each individual player steps forward for the Lady Cyclones and gets their second-place state runner-up medal from their head coach, Craig Burns. We've got more postgame coming up, the final stats, and much more, so stick with us. We'll return to Manhattan. The Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show starts next.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
For more than five decades, Engabin Drainage Company of Troy has been your trusted resource for farm drainage, GPS pattern tilling, dozing, as well as underground boring water and sewer lines. Contact Engabin Drainage Company of Troy at 785-985-2355. Good luck to all of our area athletes at state.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. Delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Riverside Cheer Squad, and you are listening to Cyclone State Basketball on KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollefson, Justin with Mike Tanking with you. The Riverside girls second place in the state in Class 2A, a phenomenal 22-win season. They truly reset the record books for a team that hadn't even had a winning campaign in a decade. 10 years since this team had a winning record. And what they were able to accomplish this year under a first-year head coach is pretty remarkable. They fall to Berean Academy today in the state championship game by a final score of 48-31. Again, a game in which they led 11-2 out of the gate. They were up 14-9 at the end of one quarter, still led through most of the second quarter. Berean Academy went ahead there late. They led 19-16 at halftime. But Riverside scored just 2 points in the second quarter, only 6 in the third quarter, and only 9 in the fourth quarter, as Green Academy posted 9, 10, 15, 14 for their points scoring by quarter here in the championship game today to cap a 25-1 title season as the Warriors get their team trophy and celebrate here at Center Court
at Bramlage. Get you the scoring stats for Breen Academy. Again, the 1-2 duo, Lily Beer, the guard, and Tayson Smith, the senior forward. They combined for 36 points. 19 for Lily Beer and 17 for Tayton Smith. Some role players hit some shots in the second half. You had Flora Morgan with 4. Avery Levy had 3. 2 for Kelsey Coops, 2 for Leah Mullins, and 1 for Alexa Kipkin. Breen Academy ended up making 10 out of 14 free throws in this game, so a pretty good job there at the line. They had 6 turnovers at halftime and 12 turnovers total for the game. They made just 2 three-point baskets in this contest. For Riverside, they ended up with 5 girls scoring, again led tonight by Taylor Weiser with 16. Taylor was 7 of 11 from the free throw line. She hit the first 3 to start this game, 3-0 in the first few seconds. Riverside made 3 threes total. Weiser 7 of 11 at the line, all but 2 of the Riverside free throws as a team. The Cyclones ended up 8 out of 13 from the charity stripe. After Weiser's 16 points, Sophie Jewell has 7. Hallie Studer and Nyla Duncan both made a 3-point basket to score 3 points, and Caden Sprune had the other 2, and the only 2 that Riverside scored in the second quarter, and they lost the lead for good here tonight. So we can talk about a great team coming back and only a couple seniors, only one that played. We can talk about all the records set and the phenomenal season for Riverside. I think the comeback yesterday in the semifinals from 18 down to rally and in overtime beat number 1 ranked and undefeated Pittsburgh Colgan. And it obviously hurts a little bit today, but there's going to be a lot more good than bad to remember for this Riverside team and a lot to look forward to in the future.
Well, that couldn't be better said. You look at a game like this and a tournament like this, and regardless of what happens next year with this group, which you think is going to be something probably pretty special with what they have coming back, they made memories this week on this court that they'll remember forever. It is an experience to play in a state tournament, but as a two-way school, I was riding here this afternoon with my son. He goes, why did 2A get to play in Manhattan? That seems pretty cool that they get the biggest arena out of all of them. I said, well, it really is. It's just a tremendous opportunity to play here at Bramlage Coliseum, and those girls have some memories that they'll remember forever. And then you start to look to next year, and you start to get excited already if you're a Riverside Cyclone fan, parent, player, coach, because this is going to make them so much better. I mean, you think about the environment that they played in and the adversity they faced over this week, and obviously came into this tournament battle-tested in the Big 7 League, but they're going to go into next year knowing that, hey, they might be the hunted, but you know what? They played on the biggest stage, and every one of those kids that plays next year is going to have experience on that stage. They're not going to be coming into next year with any inexperience anywhere on the court, and I think that's huge for that program, and what a tremendous turnaround the last few years, and some great memories, but also one eye towards the future that should be a lot of fun for Riverside.
They won as many games this year as they did the last 4 seasons combined. They finished 22-4 this season, and 10 of those wins came a year ago. And it's kind of crazy, you know, we talk about the Big 7 and how that's been for Riverside, but it looks like all indications are that next year will probably be the last season that Riverside is a member and competes in the Big 7 League. So the girls' basketball team will definitely be a favorite, but it's almost kind of a lost opportunity in terms of how they can prepare themselves for a magical run like this if they get to the postseason. Again, the final score today, Breen Academy 48 and Riverside 31. Congratulations to Coach Wiebe for second state title with the Warriors, who finished their season 25-1 and went 12 straight after starting the season winning 13 in a row and then stumbling just once here this campaign. Congratulations to the Riverside girls and Coach Craig Burns. Had a chance to really get to know him the last couple of days, and well, you talk about a class act and a really great coach. We talked about it in the pregame, but just you don't see a whole lot of coaches nowadays that are able to remain so even-keeled through the highs and the lows and the wins and the losses and the bad calls and everything that you experience during the course of a game. But really happy for Coach Burns and for these Riverside girls because the team played just like him. I mean, you don't come down 18 without being able to, you know, have some poise and being able to maintain some confidence when things aren't going your way. So certainly can't say enough great things about the Riverside Girls program. Any final thoughts, Tank?
No, just a second what you said there. You know, you watch coaches on the biggest stage and how they handle themselves and just their demeanor on the sidelines. And you look over there and he screams big-time coach. He does. Just a big-time leader over there, the way he's in total control of himself. He's in total control of his kids. And they obviously play hard for him, and you can see that they respect the heck out of him. And you can tell the community likes him a lot as well. He's a great fit for that program, and I think he's going to do some tremendous things there.
Big thanks to our state basketball sponsors as well. I want to rattle them off here just one final time. Appreciate Grants Repair, Farmer State Bank in Wathena, also Harmon Rohde Funeral Home, DC Drug in Troy. Also thanks to Grain Belt Insurance, Ingham and Drainage. Other Riverside State basketball tournament sponsors the last 3 days have included MCON in Wathena, Kirkwood & Co. in Highland, Jessica Studer at State Farm Insurance in Wathena, also Joel at Euler Law Office, Jade Millwrights, and Taylor Sheep Farms are Riverside State Basketball Tournament sponsors. What a week it has been. We're the last game signing off. We had 9 teams in Kansas that got to the state tournament that we covered this year. We covered 19 total games this week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And oh, by the way, that doesn't count 5 teams that made the state tournament in Nebraska that we covered for their games, including 2 state champions in southeast Nebraska this year. The Johnson Brock boys and the Falls City Sacred Heart girls won titles. And we have 1 title winner here in northeast Kansas. That's Donovan West. Congratulations to the Lady Mustangs, who won the 1A Division I state championship in Dodge City earlier today. It takes a phenomenal group of people to pull it all off, and I couldn't be prouder of all of our sports staff, from the folks at the studios to the folks selling the ads to our folks that are manipulating the logs and making sure everything's possible and the commercial breaks, to all of our broadcasters and great sports analysts and all of the guys that put it on the air throughout the season back at our studios. So it's an incredible thing that we have going in northeast Kansas with so many great teams year after year, every sport. And certainly appreciate all of our great staff for being able to make it all possible and bring it to some diehard and passionate fans throughout northeast Kansas. So that'll wrap it up for us for this basketball season. And here today in Manhattan, appreciate Seth Tollison leading the crew back at our Kansaland studios. Mike Tankin, a pleasure to get to work with him in a state championship game here today. This has been Justin Fluke saying so long. Again, Riverside Girls state runner-up, second place in Class 2A in 2023, and their first trip to the state basketball tournament in school history. What a remarkable and incredible year. Thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.